This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So y'all know I'm pretty middle-aged. I'm really deep into my middle age. And I'm a Gen Xer. So when you're born between 1965 and 1980, you're Generation X. And I was born in the 70s. Okay? I'm not going to tell you my age because if you weren't paying attention when I had my birthday this year, then tough. So I'm Gen X. 80 to 95, 96, you're millennials. You're 96 to 2010, are your Gen Zs. I got two kids who are Gen Zs. Then 2010 on up is Generation Alpha, who are going to get a name. Please don't call them the COVID generation. They don't like that. So my son's girlfriend got tickets to the club. I've been to the club before. Okay, I know how to club. But nobody invites me anymore because I'm older. And she's like, look, I could get tickets to Marquee at the Cosmopolitan. So my son's like, do you want to go? And I'm like, you really want to go with my old butt? We had gone with them to Zouk and the day club there. And he's like, yeah, come on, it'll be fun. No cover. Okay, so here I am, right, old, going, yeah, let's go to the club. My husband's like, okay, you know, I don't like to dance. I don't dance very well. Even though we just went to the club a few weeks back. I'm like, let's do it. So we go, and we get there. There's no line, okay? And the bouncer asked for ID. You know, you have to kind of pull down your mask so he could see your face. And I'm like, really? You can't tell from my eyes and from the crow's, you know, the crow's feet and the wrinkles? You can't tell that I'm, you know, middle-aged? My son shows his ID. And even though he's over 21, he chooses to show his high school Bishop Gorman school ID. And the guy just laughs. He thought it was funny. And then he showed his real ID. So we walk into the club, right? And I'm like already dancing. I'm like, you know, I got this. Because I'm feeling like, okay, this is cool. This is my scene. Because I love clubs. I love being around people. I love music. I love bright lights. I love glitter and all that. Yeah, I had my tiara on. Absolutely. And by the way, tiaras are back. So other people wearing their tiara. And I'm like, yeah, you see? I'm hip. They go, we don't say hip anymore. Good, because I never liked that word anyway. So anyways, I'm going in, and the whole place is like open. The dance floor is empty, because I guess we were one of the first ones there. And so we had the whole dance floor to ourselves. And so I'm like dancing, and I'm like, you know, and I'm like so happy that we have the place to ourselves. And my friend said, okay, that's a sign that you're old, because usually you're not happy when the place is empty. You're happy when the place is busy. And I was happy when the place got busy, but I just, as an older individual, thought it was really, really cool to have the dance floor to myself. Now, why? What is so different about a Gen Z versus a millennial or a Gen Xer, which is me, versus a millennial or a Gen Z? Well, the way we dance is way different. So I don't know if you remember. Now, the 70s was before my time, but in the 70s, you did that Saturday Night Fever thing. And you had this whole radius. You took, what is that anatomy thing where you take up that whole circle? I forget that, you know. And when you dance, you have the whole floor. And then, like, you would do the hustle in the 70s or whatever. That was before my time. In the 80s, I don't know how we danced in the 80s, but we used a lot of our arms. We used a lot of, like, and we took a lot of, again, dance space. The younger these people get and the newer in terms of time, they actually are in a much smaller area. Now, maybe it's because these clubs get smaller. Maybe because the dance floor can only hold so much. So instead of us, you know, doing our thing in the 80s, you know, then you're kind of sitting there just kind of, you know, doing this thing. You know, I'm fancy like Applebee's on a date night. You know, you're just kind of, you're in that frame. And the reason why I think you're in a smaller frame is because of TikTok, because of Instagram. The younger generations learn to dance in a smaller arena. So they're sitting there dancing for the camera, but they can't go outside a circle. Meanwhile, my old ass is out there on the dance floor, and I'm, like, taking up space, and I'm walking back, and I'm kind of, you know, doing my thing. And I'm taking up all this extra room and because I'm older. That's how we dance, all right? Younger people, they could just stay in one area. Now, my son, he's a clown. He was there at the club, so he sits there, and he does this butter churn thing where he asks everybody to clear the area, and then he starts to do some stupid thing. And then you're supposed to lick the spoon. I don't know what he does, but he does some stupid stuff. You know, I'm still liking the whole, you know, Justin Timberlake sort of, I don't know, sprinkler thing. But the young people, they dance very differently these days, and they don't really use a lot of moves. And I like that, because now that I'm older and I don't have the moves that I could do, I mean, I've got the moves, like Jagger. I think I got the moves. But to these young people, they're like, you're old, girl. So all you have to do is just kind of use your hips. You just kind of just sit there and do this. And so for those of you that don't think you could dance, you actually can dance. I could teach you how to dance. I thought I needed to be taught how to dance, and my students are like, oh, we'll teach you, Dr. Dahlia, we'll teach you how to dance. I don't think they need to teach me, because apparently I ripped it up. I mean, I tore it up on that dance floor Friday night. And then when I tried to dance like the young people, you just kind of have to kind of do this thing. And it was fun. It was to the music, and I looked like I was dancing, and nobody looked at me like I was old. I even got a hit on, which was pretty, pretty cool. So I was in the club. You know, younger people also, it's interesting, you could tell the Z's versus the millennials because of the bar. So even though there's no cover, you know, the drinks are good drinks, but they're a little costly. So you can see the Gen Z's, and you see them kind of, you know, a little hesitate. The millennials, because most of them, you know, do have some sort of job or have some sort of income, they'll go up and they'll buy the drinks. But you see the Gen Z's, they're kind of younger, and they're like, okay, you know, we'll get some water. I have a cup of ice water, which is really cool because Marquis had some water there. But we got drinks. So, you know, my old ass did pretty good at the club. And now I feel like I'm, you know, all cool. And I can't wait to go dancing again. I don't know if, you know, my son and his girlfriend are going to invite me again. You know, I don't know if I embarrassed them, or maybe it was I was just too good. You know, sometimes, you know, you take so much attention because you're just so good on the dance floor, you know, and I'm like doing this thing. All right, I'm old. I know I'm old. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a few weeks ago, I didn't want to give you guys any spoilers. It was a new show, Netflix Squid Game. I didn't want to ruin it for anybody. But if you haven't seen it or if you don't know what it's about, I think as a parent, as an aunt and uncle, grandparent, you probably want to know about it. Because kids are hurting themselves over it. And it's taken over recess. People have been playing Squid Game at recess. And so, spoiler or no spoiler, I need to give you guys some deets on it because, look at me, see, you go to the club, and now I'm starting to use younger terminology. Look, I gotta do something because if I keep aging, nobody's gonna want to listen to me. And I am gonna keep aging. I'm trying not to, but I am. So, this Netflix Squid Game, and I'm not going to give too many details, but for those of you that aren't aware, It's one of the most popular shows on Netflix. It comes from South Korea, and it's a show that maybe it's similar to Hunger Game or Fight Club or I don't know, but it's basically Squid Game is a child's game that they would play on the playground in Korea, South Korea, and probably North Korea too. And I guess in this game, if you are eliminated, I mean, you're done. You're just done. You're dead to everyone. You're done as a kid. So whether it's getting out of the area or you miss the rules, you're done. And I guess it's called Squid Game. And so there is an adult Squid Game that takes place in the series. Yet, instead of just being done and going back to class or whatever, like, you know, you are done. You're eliminated. Killed. And so that's why I said that first episode, I was like, I was like, what the hell did I just see? Right? So then I'm like, oh, my babies. I better warn my babies, you know, because they might think it has to do with, like, Nemo fishing and all that. Oh, my boys already saw it. Like, oh, yeah, Mom, we saw it. My favorite challenge was the honeycomb challenge. And I'm like, you already saw it. I go, you didn't need your mama? I go, no, we didn't need our mama. We're adults. It was okay. It's not that bad. These kids could see this stuff. Well, apparently young kids are watching it. And when you see this, you're like, how do young kids not get PTSD from watching the show? I think it's about 9 episodes. So in this game, obviously there's going to be one winner. It's pretty, I think there's still some predictability to it, but there's so many little twists that I'm not going to go into too much more detail. But what you do need to know is kids have seen this, and kids want to recreate some of the challenges or parts of the game. And so in recess, apparently kids are hitting each other, kicking each other as a result of a Squid Game that they do on recess. And so schools now around the world have to monitor for kids doing this. In fact, one school in Belgium told parents at Facebook that children were punching kids who were losing the games. And they wanted to stop this unhealthy and dangerous game because these kids would play a game and then whoever would lose would be, I guess, I don't know, beat up. And some of the games include very, very common games like red light, green light. I don't think I could ever play red light, green light or ask any of my progeny to play red light, green light after I saw the Squid Game. Well, now some other dangers are happening. So on TikTok, going viral are these videos of how to do the honeycomb challenge. Now, the honeycomb challenge in one of the episodes, there was a cook, and it's a shame that the news has covered this before you guys got a chance to see it, because what's really striking about seeing that scene is you don't know what's going to happen. But I have to tell you guys are going to hear something called the honeycomb challenge. So in Squid Game, it looks like a cookie. You know, to us Americans, we're like, oh, it's a cookie, but it's the long Dalgona candy. So it's a different sort of thing. But basically, it's a treat that was made. And in this challenge, you have to do something with this treat. And if you don't do it correctly, you get eliminated. So people are doing the honeycomb challenge without the elimination. Although in the videos, they show if you get it wrong, you know, you're eliminated. But I mean, pretty violent stuff. But in order to make this Dalgona candy, which is a very popular candy, it's kind of like butter. It's almost a little caramelized. It's like a little caramelized cookie. It's like sugar, water, butter. Sometimes they'll put baking soda into it. Maybe some might use flour. And so you need to heat it up in order to make it. I guess you heat it up to boiling. Then you put it on the baking sheet. And then you make shapes, you put it in the oven, and then when it comes out, you have to dissect out the shape perfectly. Well, these kids are burning themselves when they're transferring the boiling hot ingredient paste or mixture between the baking sheet or whatever. They're burning themselves. And one teen suffered third-degree burns along his leg. I think he needed surgery because the stuff dripped on his arms and legs. So he suffered first-degree, second-degree, and third-degree burns. Now, we talked about how the first-degree burns are usually superficial. Cold water usually handles them. Second-degree burns, you start getting some blisters. a lot more pain. Third-degree burns, it can already start affecting the nerves. Much deeper layers past the dermis and the subcutaneous layer. And then fourth-degree burns can go all the way to the bone. And I wrote a little piece on it. There's pictures. It's pretty graphic, so, you know, use caution when you look at the pictures. But some of these kids playing these games are hurting themselves. And so, of course, it makes a lot of news. And we're not talking about a big, huge amount of people. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, whole populations worth. But you need to be aware of what kids are doing. And when something gets sensationalized and something gets popularized, then kids make that a fad. You know, I've always wondered how fads happen, because the Cabbage Patch Kids made no sense to me. The Pet Rock made no sense to me. The Billy Bass Fishmouth, was it Billy Bobby, I don't know, some bass. I don't get a lot of the fads. I really don't. Smurfs, I didn't get. E.T. even. You know, so a lot of them I just don't get. Tiaras, I do. I really think a tiara is cool. So I like that fad coming back. But this is what kids want to do. Kids take something that's popular, and then because they want to be popular and they want to be relevant, they will introduce those, and kids will follow, and then kids will just do what the popular kids are doing. My worry about all that is there's a lot of kids that would have never seen this Squid Game show, and I don't think it should be seen by kids under teen, I think, because it is really graphic and it is really adult content. And apparently, because kids want to be relevant and kids want to understand what the Squid Game is on recess being played at their grade school, they're now going to try to watch Squid Game online. So for you as a parent, see, I got boys that are already now grown. So, I know they used to be teenage boys, but they're already 21 and 19. I know, well, that's still babies to me. They're still my little babies. So, I mean, they watch it, and I'm still worried about what they see, you know, because that's pretty traumatizing. But I don't think a show like this should, you know, be seen by kids. And I really don't think kids should be trying to recreate some of these challenges. You know, one of the challenges does involve being at high heights. And my worry is, what is the next thing these kids are going to do? Are they going to try to make a bridge, a makeshift bridge between two trees or something, or between two large, high-up objects, and make kids do a challenge? I mean, it is such a popular show. It's such a cool premise that it's no wonder kids want to do that in school. And mind you, we've told kids to not play video games. We've told kids to play around others. So playing games like this is kind of something we've encouraged, but not like that, not with that content. So my next worry is, are we going to see falls? Are we going to see kids try to recreate the bridge game? You know, it's interesting. When I was younger, we would have field day and we would do tug of war. And I was exceptionally good at tug of war. One of the reasons why I was really good at tug of war is because I turned my body and I would walk. I didn't try to do backwards. I turned myself around, and I faced the other person going, we got this. And I did fairly well in tug of war. Well, back in the 80s, the early 80s, I don't know which school it was, but a bunch of kids lost their fingers when the rope pulled, and I guess it took off fingers. This was, as a kid, that's all the details I got. Kids lost their fingers when the rope pulled. As a doctor, you start to kind of wonder, was it just lacerations? Did actual digits fall off? Or did kids have their fingers stuck within the braid of the rope? I don't know. But then tug of war got banned in my neck of the woods because of the accidents with it. So a lot of things got banned in the 80s. So anyway, interesting stuff. Make sure you watch what your kids watch. And don't be making Dalgona candy without supervision. 1-877-DALI.
Now with orders. forced to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices keep climbing. After passing $3.40 a gallon on Friday, the AAA national average for regular is up another tenth of a cent on Monday. The average price now is up more than 20 cents a gallon in the past month. The least expensive gas in the country is in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is just under $3.01 a gallon. In California, meanwhile, the statewide average is now above $4.60. This as President Biden insists time is running out to address climate change. Biden speaking at the International Climate Summit in Scotland.
Will we do what is necessary? Will we seize the enormous opportunity before us? Or will we condemn future generations to suffer?
The country that emits the most CO2s in the world, China, not attending the summit. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court ruled that President Biden's executive order to end former President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy that forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their claims were being heard was unconstitutional and ordered the president to reinstate it. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis says we need the Remain in Mexico policy.
We continue to urge this president to secure our borders, particularly the Remain in Mexico policy of President Trump. He said he was going to do it in November. Let's see if he does it, because we will be holding him accountable every single day until he does do that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jury selection is underway in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. He's the Illinois man charged with shooting three rioters in Wisconsin last year, killing two. Rittenhouse's attorneys are arguing that it was self-defense and he was trying to help protect businesses from looters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't really like panic. I don't like these sensationalized headlines. I think there's a lot of BS that happens in the media. But I also do like to call it, and I do like to do predictions, and I like to make people aware of things and aware of patterns. So when COVID came, there were some things that were pretty predictable. Okay, you know, public officials might not know what the hell's going on. There might be some back and forth. There might be some inappropriate wielding of certain sanctions and certain acts and laws under the guise of public health. We kind of predicted that. But when they started to talk about the vaccines, and I'm thinking to myself, if they locked us down and they went that step, they're going to mandate the shots. And a lot of you guys are like, no, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. Biden even said, I'm not going to do that. Jen Psaki said, that's not something we're doing. No passports. That's not something the administration is looking at. Well, it happened. And it happened to a degree that we didn't think it would. I mean, I was still even shocked. I'm like, they're not going to force firefighters and police officers and healthcare workers who've been working and obviously survived the pandemic. They're not going, yeah, they did. Well, they're not going to fire him. Are they really going to fire him? I mean, I predicted it, but I'm like, is it really going to? Looks like it happened. So obviously, I had early on said boosters are going to be probably mandated next. Flu shots are going to be eventually mandated. And some of you are like, no, you know, you're taking it too far. That's not going to happen. Well, we're already seeing flu shot mandates. We're already seeing booster mandates. And I'm not saying that because I'm trying to cry an alarm or, but it's just, if you see a government able to make one step and then take it another step, then it's very simple for them to do steps along the same path. You know, so if you're going to mandate the COVID shot and we're coming into flu season, it's just one tight sentence away from saying, oh yeah, we're also going to vaccinate, we're also going to mandate flu. And we are seeing multiple universities now implement the flu mandate. But a lot of you guys didn't believe me on boosters. They're like, no, okay? Once you're vaccinated, you're good. That's what they told us last January. You're good. They're not going to mandate, they're not going to even mandate the first shot. And I'm like, but if the first shot's immunity doesn't last, then we're going to be assumed to be under-vaccinated. We're not going to be counted as a vaccinated. No, that's not going to happen, Dahlia. All we have to do is get the first shot or the first two shots. Well, we do have the first of the booster mandates, and I think more are coming, as a New Jersey hospital is mandating that if you got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you have to get a booster in order to maintain employment. So let me just read you what they have here. This is coming from University Hospital, New Jersey. They implemented a COVID-19 vaccine booster for now for the Johnson & Johnson recipients. They said in their press release, with respect to this mandate, all employees who receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as their primary vaccination are required to obtain their booster shot by Friday, December 24th. Employees will have the option to receive their choice of one of the three approved COVID-19 vaccines, as federal guidance allows for the mix and match of primary vaccination injections in the booster. Hospital leadership will continue to monitor data to determine if any additional mandates will be required for employees who receive the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna vaccines. They say data and analyses indicate that a single dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine may no longer confer a level of effectiveness that prevents COVID-19 infection in enough of our employees if they are exposed, which has implications in our ability to keep vulnerable patients and families safe. This is according to Sharif El Nahal, MD, President and CEO of University Hospital. They say our rationale for mandating primary vaccinations was to keep all of our employees, vulnerable patients, families, and communities safe by limiting the spread of COVID. In light of the CDC and FDA decision-making on Johnson & Johnson vaccine boosters last week, we believe boosters are necessary to achieve this goal for those who receive the single vaccine dose. So why Johnson & Johnson and not necessarily yet the Pfizer and the Moderna? Because of the time frame. FDA said if it's been 2 months since a previous Johnson & Johnson, you've got to get another. For Pfizer and Moderna, they said 6 months. So in a few months, we're going to probably be hearing more mandates about Pfizer and Moderna. Those of us that got the vaccine in December, January, February, we're already way past that 6 months. Now, what happens at 6 months? Well, studies vary. One study showed our Pfizer immunity dropped down to 20-30%. Other studies said we're still at 50-60% at 6 months. Moderna seeming to be higher. But when there's a consensus on how much of our immunity waned, then boosters are going to be recommended, which wasn't really a big prediction we all made because we knew the shot wouldn't be lifelong immunity. They even told us the shot's not going to be lifelong immunity. We're probably going to need this yearly. The thing is mandates are a whole different bag of worms. And so you might have convinced a lot of people with threats to get their Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And many people picked the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, so they just had to do one shot. Now if they come to find out that they're going to need a booster anyway, and you know, you're going to have some people that don't want the Johnson & Johnson. You'll have a lot more people that, again, didn't want two shots or mRNA to get. It's just a mess. And so booster mandates, how would that look? Well, some people are listening to this going, so what? There was the COVID mandate. There'll probably be a flu mandate. A booster mandate. You go get your booster shot, no big deal. And again, for those who really like the vaccine, I mean, for me, I have no problem getting the vaccine. I go get a booster, that's fine. But a booster mandate is a little different. Okay? One is, if somebody had mild effects first dose, they got more achy, more issues second dose. We are hearing from some of the third dose recipients that it was a little rougher. And so what if somebody does get an anaphylaxis? You don't necessarily get anaphylaxis the first time you're exposed. You could get it multiple times after. So we could see a small increase in that. For me, I had no problem with the first shot or second shot, so I doubt I'll have a problem with the third. I'm not excited about getting a third, but now, you know, if the immunity is waning, the immunity is waning. But the booster shots are going to be a little bit more unpopular because we were sold on the mRNA vaccine technology because it was supposed to be fine-tuned or tweaked to the new variants. I was excited about the mRNA technology because I'm like, well, that makes sense. COVID is changing. So we're going to be taking a vaccine for something that's going to be changing and altering, and the flu shot has to be a different shot each year. So then, yeah, we're going to have fine-tuned spike proteins, mRNA, in our new shots. But no, the boosters are the same shot. It's the same shot. So you have people going, look, okay, you know, the wild type, the first shot I got. But if Delta or Delta Plus or Lambda or Mu or some of these other ones that are coming out might not necessarily be protected, why can't I wait for the new and improved shot? Also, there's going to be questions on when is the new and improved shot coming out? You promised us that we could fine-tune these for the variants. And instead, you know, we're being told, oh, the data says it covers it. The data says, look, this current vaccine will cover it. Well, it covers it, except your immunity wanes. I mean, for Johnson & Johnson, it goes down to 3%. So fine-tune it. That costs too much. Then you have to go through the whole FDA process all over again, the whole then emergency authorization, all the tests. So I'm, you know, asked all the time about kids and the Pfizer vaccine. Kids are going to be getting the Pfizer vaccine close to a year after the, you know, the original vaccine was made, given out. And some parents are like, if I'm going to give my kids this shot, why can't I give them one that can address the variants? Now, you'll hear some people say the variants are changing so much that we really can't make a new mRNA vaccine for the variants. I beg to differ. I think there are certain spike proteins that seem to keep coming and seem to pervade the variants, so I think they can be fine-tuned. But it's going to be a mess trying to do the whole FDA thing. So boosters will be coming, and for those of you that think you're going to be fine traveling, just be prepared. You might have to get a booster before you do. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI or 1-877-362-3254. So, should the phrase "Let's go, Brandon" be allowed in the workplace? That's my question to you all. Yes or no? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Let's Go Brandon, we spoke about it a few weeks ago, has gone viral. It is a cleaned up way of saying, for those people that wish to say it, F you, F Joe Biden. And how this started, which we had discussed a few weeks back, but just to recap, was Brandon Brown was, I guess, he had won a NASCAR race, and the crowd was chanting in the background, you know, blank Joe Biden. And they kept, and apparently a lot of sports arenas have had crowds chant that. We've even seen it in food courts, malls. In fact, they've remade the Make America Great Again hat to a red hat that says, let's go Brandon. Kids are wearing them. Kids are you know, saying this now. And so, let's go Brandon came out because while people were in the stadium saying, F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden, the newscaster, the broadcaster, the journalist was interviewing Brandon Brown. And Brandon Brown, you could see, was trying to kind of ignore and get through, and you could see him almost laugh, you know, because this was in the background. And the camera panned to the crowd. The crowd was saying it and was pretty, being pretty loud about it, that the journalist had to cover because you can't have cuss words on air. So they said, you see, they're saying, let's go Brandon. Let's go Brandon. And people thought that was ridiculous. They laughed, whatever. And so now, let's go Brandon is the code for blank Joe Biden. Well, things got a little hairy when a Southwest pilot on air, when he was signing off, you know, saying, or overhead, you know, saying, all right, you know, temperature's this, we're going to have winds, we're going to whatever. And he goes at the end and remember, let's go Brandon. All right. So somebody who was on the plane didn't like that and posted it. Posted something about it, and now the pilot is under investigation. And I have some thoughts on the matter, you know, being an employer, being an employee of that. But Southwest Airlines has now opened an internal investigation into the pilot accused of saying, let's go Brandon, at the conclusion of his intercom announcement to passengers. So Southwest has responded, saying, we do not condone employees sharing their personal political opinions while on the job serving our customers, and one employee's individual perspective should not be interpreted as the viewpoint of Southwest and its collective 54,000 employees. Southwest is conducting an internal investigation into the recently reported event and will address the situation directly with any employee involved while continuing to remind all employees that public expression of personal opinions while on duty is unacceptable. And so then they tweeted, we know many of you have heard about the recent statements that have been made on a Southwest flight. We wanted you to hear directly from us. So this incident occurred on a Friday morning flight from Houston to Albuquerque. People covered it. They said he needs to be fired. He, you know, maybe he's under substance abuse, so he should be grounded. And, you know, and you know, people got pretty ugly and about it. But on the flip side, I do not think it's appropriate to, when you're supposed to be telling people about the weather and airspeed, you know, throwing a political message out there. Now, I do get the frustration. Southwest pilots, cops, firefighters, that's a lot of pressure to be forced to have something injected into your body. I get that. I get that. Even though I got vaccinated, that's why I would never mandate. I just think it is beyond what we're allowed to do, even though it's being done. And they're saying there's legal precedence, even though vaccinated people spread the virus anyway as well. But these pilots felt forced in order to keep their job, in order to be able to keep their career, in order to feed their families, they had to get an injection stuck into them that they didn't want when they've been around COVID since the beginning. And so they're mad. And so there are many people out there that feel because they got the vaccine, they're going to think that they're on one side of this or the other. I can't tell you how many of my listeners are mad that I got the vaccine. And they go, you know, you're for the lockdowns, you're for this. I go, no, I wanted to get vaccinated. What I think public officials did was beyond, you know, reproachable, but I personally wanted the vaccine. So I think there are a lot of pilots out there going, look, I came to work, I am working, but, you know, this isn't okay, and we don't like what's happening to our coworkers. That being said, I don't think it's appropriate to do all over the intercom at work. I don't think you should be fired. I don't think you should be like, you know what, keep it to yourself. Bad boy. And that'd be done. But man, people want him fired. Other people think he's an absolute hero. So I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a meme that was going around social media showing a traffic sign. You know, traffic signs, you can manipulate the verbiage. And I don't know who was in charge, but somebody put, "Let's go, Brandon." You're seeing "Let's go, Brandon" now on multiple things. Now, true, there could be Photoshopped in there. But I'm hearing at workplaces, yeah, "Let's go, Brandon's" written on the walls. "Let's go, Brandon" is written everywhere. And I find it fascinating because, you know how I talked about how people will say things because they think the audience is on their side. And what's fascinating about this is for the pilot to tell a whole plane, "Let's go, Brandon." He probably didn't do it because he thought there'd be half of people on the plane upset and loving Joe Biden. I think he did it because a lot of people he feels the same way. And even though one person complained, maybe there was one person on the plane and that's all it needs, which is why you can't do it. Even if you think you're in, you know, present company, a lot of people keep their politics to themselves. They don't want to hear about politics. But a lot of the, when somebody is that open and somebody is that, you know, verbal about as we saw with people with Trump, as we saw, you know, people with early on with Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris, it's because they think that's what the majority feel. Now, I have been around for a while. I have never seen the country this politically divided. I've also seen, I've never seen this much hatred for a president. I thought I did during the Trump administration, but there's more hatred for our current president. I don't want any president being hated. I want us to be proud of our presidents, rally behind our presidents, and make them strong. We need other countries to see that we are behind Trump, we're behind Biden, whoever is our president. Biden fell asleep, I guess, today. There's pictures of him falling asleep at the summit meeting. But look, what makes America strong? It's the people. And so we need to show we're strong, and we're not. When you see "Let's go, Brandon," and obviously these other countries have figured it out, or "blank Joe Biden," when your own country is in such masses, you know, that unhappy with their leader, it does make us look weak. Just like when people were putting statues of naked Trump out there. That's ridiculous and inappropriate. I think somebody tried to do that with Hillary Clinton and a Hillary Clinton statue. That makes us look weak. But people are doing it because they're not heard. This is a democracy. So if you have a group of individuals that don't want to be injected with something, in America, this is the one place where you're allowed to say, "Look, I don't want something stuck in my body." And apparently that's not the case. And people say, "Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, but they could quit. You know, they could find a new job." Not if the whole industry is walling you off because you didn't get a vaccine. This has gone beyond what I think our Constitution allows. And so this "Let's go, Brandon," you're going to keep seeing. Again, it's a cleaned up version of what people are saying. And, you know, it's not just about Joe Biden. It's about the whole system. And it's about, you know, people's liberties being encroached upon. And so we're in a sad state. People might joke about it. They might laugh about it. They might be like, "Oh, yay, good job, pilot," or "bad job, pilot." But it's a sign of a very serious illness that we have right now in America, where the country does not feel like their leadership is representing them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.